Empecé, junten la mula un asco, o sea, ya hay un jaochado para eso. So in other words, how many bobbies do we have in this place? We have three bobbies in this place. We have the Reche, the CSA, and the Sea. The Reche says we cannot recruit Hanoi to Zambia. So one of the Reche Zambia, the Haiti Mulo Hadel. The CSA is dealt with the Mulo Hadel. Any other Reche, 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 then the BTS. Then the Seike deals with Hut Minamume, Umas Sadam Hajabarez, Homu Beka, Amre became the Kokuman family. So what is it? So, Homotom Kaka, one of the years, Homaka, Ravishi Muhammad, who is the Mulla, in the Seike, Hut Minamuda, Umas Sadam Hajabarez, Hanumarika Domain. So the question is, when the Seike mentions Mulla, what kind of Mulla is the Sefer referring to? Heichadon. He mumo chatele kule hanavish. When the Sefer says, chutz min amuba am nasadayim chaujar paresi. So the chaujar paresi is called out, nasadayim means am rizor. It's called out. But there are three different people are mentioned here. Mume. So what mume does that reference to? If it means mumo chatele kule, that's already mentioned in the Reish. So what is it designated? Imo had a plan of ancient, Imo of the Barakot. So then it's a say of the Mitzias, because Mitzias says Imo of the Barakot can't be the call. And here the Sefer says, Chutz Namu, El Lavo Adon, Chutz, not the three people are mentioned in the Sefer, but two. Chutz min Amuba ul Nasa Zayayim ul Chal Shabbos in Paresi. Aume, Mula Mishkomim al Mula Chatel Ule, Viti Yukhti Dirabon on the Yukhti. So that's what I'm going to do. So, from this price, so we have a few problems here. This price says in effect that Numa will ask the Sayyam, Numa will be so bad, as it did on the Mughal Hatari Kole. So the Rabbonim Tiyukte, now see the Rabbonim Tiyukte, so we cannot explain the price that says, Chutz Nakusi, the Ogo Mughal, in accordance with Rabbonim Tiyukte. Because Tiyukte Rabbonim, so then we have to explain the price in accordance with Hobbes memory. So then it's a right to Hobbes be that Mubarak is going to use the problem. So it's been exactly this way. So that's Maskara Mubarak. Now, there is one difficulty in the Mubarak. This price has three bodies. A ratio, a TSA, and a Z. The ratio says, we can only go to the summer. What Mubarak has reference to? Mubarak has the Mitzvah says reference to Mughal Dabarak. But he conveyed his homilies, sharpness, clothed, any then the Sefer says, Chutz min Amumer l'Nasr Yayin, that means Mughal Mizore, and Chil Shabbat Paras. So the question is now, the question is, what does the Reisha mean when it says Mughal Hatereko? Does it mean Mechal Shabbat Paresi, that's mentioned in the Sefer? Does it mean Mughal Abnizore, that's mentioned in the Sefer? And we see from the whole portion of the Gemara, from the tenor of the Gemara, we see that the Paresi wouldn't repeat in the Sefer something that is mentioned in the Reish. The Paresi wouldn't mention in the Reish something that is mentioned in the Sefer. Now, the Sefer spells out Mechal Shabbat Paresi. And the same place goes out, Mughal Abnizor. Now, so you cannot take accept the call from it. The Mitzia says deals with Mughal Dabarakot. You can accept the call. But the Reisha again says, you cannot accept the call from the Mughal Hadrekule. So what kind of Mughal Hadrekule does the Reisha have reference to? Mechal Shabbos Maresi, that's mentioned in the same. Mughal Abnizor, that's mentioned in the same. So obviously, the Reisha has reference to someone who is not in the Chal Shabbat Paresi, who is not in Mughal Abnizor. So what is it? What kind of a Mughal Abnizor is it? So Rabbi Yehuchem raises that question. And Rabbi Yehuchem says, I mean, the Ramot Paschal that he, that from this Gemara we see that besides the Chal Shabbat Paresi, and besides sai por causa do parece. And besides, we will have this already. There is a third Numeral Chalatel. Who is that? That's one who is a Numeral for every Israel of the Torah. For every Israel of the Torah, except Chil Shabbat Paresie and Alazan. So he also has a Numeral Chalatel. And from him we cannot be the kind of call me. Now the question is, what is Abdi Ruchani? Mechada Paskode, in Sibin Beis, Sifei, Mumal Lachach is a Pilum Dolorach, that means Lachach is Mamash. So is a Mim, so is a Mimu Hadar Kod. Oy Shem Mumal Adres Chobi, Oy Lechal Shabri Pares, Oy Shem Mumal Lechol Atere, Apil Chutz Mishtai Meiru, Dini Yishim Yishim Chobi, Rabbi Yeruch, that's Mechada. Where did Rabbi Yeruch get that? Satnam is a dictator to all in Sube Teiru. Except Abnizor and Chesha Paresi, because if he's a dictator Chesha Paresi, he doesn't have to be a dictator anything else. So he already has a deal on Mina. If he's a dictator to Abnizor, he doesn't have to be a dictator anything else. So it means someone who is a dictator to only Yisuri. To only Yisuri. Chutz Mishtanbe. So the Gros said, where is the Moshe of Rabbi Yeruchem? Our Gemara. So he says, Chum Shom. Khumshom Meisri, Reishi, Alme Mumel Chol, Valkoma Chutz Mishtan Meiru, Bechim Bechol Asudish. Now, but I, so, this sheet of Rabbi Yeruchem, that is Nifzak in Shulchan Aruch, is, represents a very strange concept. What does it mean? That we have three Mumel Nuchat Rekor, either Michal Shalom Farazir, or Mumel Abid Zohar, or someone who is addicted to all the Sumu Shebatero, so only Sur Shibatero Chutz Mishtanei. What does it mean? Only Sur Shibatero Chutz Mishtanei. In other words, he has to be here. It's not such a simple thing. I mean, to be here. Only Sur Shibatero Chutz Mishtanei. A story is told about the mountain that a certain Nimal Achis came to the mountain in Germany when the mountain was walking in a German town, Königsberg. So there were many Nimal Achis. So he came to the mountain and he said to him, here the mountain is such a big mountain. He said, I am on guard to be evil every Israel the dog. Even in life. So maybe he can tell him of an Israel that he was not evil. So the mountain said, yes, I can tell you one Israel you're not evil. You are not evil in the Israel of Magdas with us. that if you want to be Avia, every Israel the Torah, so you have to be Avia, that is a true, otherwise you cannot boast that you are Avia, every Israel the Torah. I mean, I mentioned that story. So how is it China that a Jew should be a woman of holy Suri, Chutz Mishtan Meiru? Now that means, Yisrael Tzichai, Yom Yisrael Ayes, Abu Alumi, Abu Habite, Kawose, I mean, all Israelites is a positive that a person should be able to only Yisuri Teiro, Chutz Mishtan Meiru. And I mean, the Mahmoud was right. I mean, there is an Israel of Mahmoud and that. So as far as that is concerned, he doesn't present any difficulty. Because what kind of Israel does Mahmoud and that represent? Ritzicha. In other words, when somebody commits suicide, he's able to see also. So it's possible that somebody should believe that Israel Tzichel, all that is. But this is what Rabbi Yeruchem has reference to. That in other words, besides Michal Shabbat Paresi, besides Mumel Abrizore, there is another Mumel, one who is addicted to all the Yisuri Teiro, Chutz Mishtan Meiru. All the Yag Mitzvot yesterday. I mean, I don't think there was, that this, it's possible, but I don't think that it happened. That any Jew was in the only Yisurite, Chutz Mishtayim. Chutz Mishtayim. And then the question is, it has to be Chutz Mishtayim, because if it's not Chutz Mishtayim, so So if he doesn't leave any Israel, so he's even Israel of Israel. And then Israel of Israel is by itself without another Israel. So what's the effect of being able to all the Yisur HaTeirah? The whole approach is if he would be able to all the Yisur HaTeirah without an exception. So he understands. So he's a little Chatter Kolev because he was able to all the Yisur HaTeirah. But it has to be Chutzma Rizor. So the male, he was not able to all the Yisur HaTeirah. There is one. So what difference does it make? Whether he left out one Yisur or he left out two Yisur. So now, if he just leaves out Abizore, then he is Muhammad. But if he leaves out Abizore, eating of Chazer, so then he's not Muhammad. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? So, the Tfui Sheir says, that what Rabbi Yehuda means, he doesn't mean, כל אביר שבדי הוא חוץ משתי נאים, נראית, עוד מסורה, רעי עושים לבדים, נסעתי צריך לבדים. ותבוי שיר סייז, he means רוב איסור. But even that is strange. רוב איסור, what is that? It's an union of רובי כקורי. Because if he was a רוב איסור, in other words, we have to count, I mean, whether he was a he was 307 mitzvah, I mean, not mistaken. What is it now? But without Rabbi Yochanan, how can we explain it more? Rabbi Yochanan mentions a new chiddush. The Rambam, the first story of Rambam. Can I have it? Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, by Shabbos and Mazes, by the rest of this one.
The Rambam in the Chesuvah mentions those people who are in Lem Chilik Lamabo. So the Rambam says, they were in Shem Chilik Lamabo. Hamin Vatikosim Vatikim Vatiro Vatikim Tres Amesi will be a Sakeo Kedim Chesuvah Halochebo Hamirdim Machdiyo Rabim והפרסים דרכי ציבור, ואיסאבר ביאלחומו, ופרסיה, קיליוקי, והמוסרים, ומתיר אימו על הציבור שלו של שמיים, ושיפחידו שלו בעולו של האור, ואמרי שכל עושה. Now, we'll be a second. המיידי, actually, מיידי, in the other text, it's not written מיידי. I don't know, that was it. It's written המומרי. Not a merely, but merely. Merely means one who is rebellious, a rebel. But in the other text of the Rambam, I don't know why here it's mentioned merely, but it really means hamumri, not a merely. Here in this Rambam, if you look at other Rambam, you'll see it's instead of a merely, it's mentioned hamumri mumachdiyara. So one category of people in a chilichum abo is mumri. What does mumri mean? So the Rambam, the Rambam in our test, the Rambam in our test, he says, Shnai mema mumri mi Yisrael. There are two types of mumri, who are in Mumchei Chumabo. Hamumer la'avir rachas, ve'amumer l'chol ha'terekot. Mumer la'avir rachas, ze sheherzik atzmei la'asis yisi aveiro, v'izodem, v'hugal, v'nispalsimbo, afil hoiso min ha'kawetz, kigein shehuz atomigu v'shatnitz, ul ha'kipeo, ונמצא כי מופתאים ומצרים זו מנהים ומצרים, הרי זה נומר מייסידובה ובירושי עזרח. So one type of נומר, וכזה לחלק לעבור, נומר הוא דבר אחר, but לחץ. And it's much more like it's much. It's fine. Even though it's not right. Then there is another type of נומר, הוא יזין לחלק לעבור. נומר לכל התרק הוא אומר, כגי החיצרים לדוסים כחובים בישור שקיצרים זהו, ונדובת להם. ויאמר מבצע ללדובת בישראל, שאם שפירים ונרדופים, תאו לי שדבית ואימו שיודם תקיפו, הרי זה מול חדרו. So the Rambam mentions mumri in the category of those that they were חלק מהמור. So which mumri will חלק מהמור? Two types of mumri. A mumea ויוברך אותה הכניס את זה חלק מהמור, and a mumer לחדרו. The Rambam doesn't mention. מחל שבס מפרסיה, Because the Chol Shavuot Paresye, he has the Dino Minumo Chadre Kole, and he's gotten for drops, so she does Yasuo, but he is the Chilch Mabo. What has nothing to do with Yada? Why? Who does Rama mention among those who say the Chilch Mabo? Two titles. A Muna Midova Echo, and Vahis, Vahis Mamish. And a Muna Chol Adre Kole. But he doesn't mention Muna Chadre Kole as in Chol Shavuot Paresye. But somebody else. Those who accept the non-Jewish faith, who have abandoned the Jewish faith at the time when there are discriminations, zealous against Jews, and in order to avoid all the discriminations, he becomes a Mishumen. He becomes a Mishumen. Now the higher test, the Kasha. So in other words, what does the Rambam call Numa Muhatre Kore? What we call Mishumen. What is Roshim Yodah Mishumen? What does Mishumen mean? The Roshim Yodah. Mishumen, the Roshim Yodah means one who abandoned the Jewish faith. So that I take him over Chatero. So it's very miserable that the Rambam, this Gemara is very strange. The Gemara, this Rambam has three bobbins. The first bobbin, the Rambam says, Amy Kabri, we can't wait to some woman, Mumo Khatrako. You cannot be the Kabri called from Mumo Khatrako. And then the Sefer also says, you cannot be the Kabri called from Mumo Khashan Paresye in Mumo Lanzar. So what is the Renship deal with? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Renship deals with someone who is either Khatrako, except this. So we have to understand what it means. But according to the Rambam, it's very reasonable. The Rambam, when the Risha says, Mikem Loikuchem, Loritzi is Amunea, Semino Chatrikore, it means a Mishumer, one who abandoned the Jewish faith. Now, he is a Mimo Chatrikore. Now, the Rambam asks the Kashi, why does the Rambam say that the Mimo Chatrikore, somebody who abandoned the Jewish faith, who embraced a non-Jewish faith, so he's in Chedek Mabo, because he's a Mimo Chatrikore, ומי שחיזה הוא דעסק בתחומים, כי נאומי דבר להם, והרי הוא לי, because the Rambam mentions among those who are חלק מבוא, חמים. So then the Rambam says, נאור הזיין, חמי שואל אני קורא לי, הואים ישעים שומר לכה, ואין לי אומן, ואין השני שומן, אבל נשמעים מייצר, ואין השני שמוכים מנחות, אבל שהוא גוף ובאו תמונו, וכן אין השני לבד יורי שיצור הכל, וכן אין וכן רואים את קייחוב ומאזון וזרועו של כנועי ישמרי את בני וכן רואו. So the Rambam mentions זה את אבי זוהר, הם עומדו זה עם החלק מבוא. So the Rambam discussion is, why does he have to mention him? Well, the Mumri, if he abandoned the Jewish faith, he embraces the Gentile faith, so he's made about a hair, so he's in it אבי זוהר. So the Rambam already mentioned in it אבי זוהר as one of the many who is in the חלק מבוא. So the Kesef Mishneh, the Kesef Mishneh gives two Terutzim, and both Terutzim are true. I mean, very simple Terutzim. There is no doubt that this is what the Rambam means. The Kesef Mishneh says, if any non-Jewish faith would involve Avin Zohar, so then it would be a strong time against the Rambam. How can Rambam say that someone who abandoned the Jewish faith and embraces a Gentile faith is a Mimul Chatreko in Chel Mabo, but it's in Chel Mabo because it's a Mimul Adizor. It's my Mimul Adizor. But there are certain non-Jewish faiths that do not involve the Adizor. Now the Rambam the Chumah says about the Ishmaeli, the Muslims, that Mamimi Yichud Gomu, Yichud Chein Bidei. That's what the Rambam says about the Ishmaeli. About the Ishmaeli. So in other words, suppose someone embraces the Muslim faith. So it's not in the Adizor because they're not in the Adizor. The Muslims themselves are not in the Adizor. And not in the Adizor. The Christians are definitely in the Adizor. The Shita of most Rishayim is that the Benayah is not Muzarashi. So they don't have a deen of a Adizor. And that's the Psak of Ramon because they are not Muzar Adizor Mishito. But vis-a-vis Israel, Tzavim, Zor, Vishitu, is the same as regular Zor. Zivei Achor, Hidi Achor, Beauty, Vadishem, Vadi, that's the Azor. for against that Mizore Bishiku. So, but the Muslims are not in that Mizore. So suppose someone will embrace the Muslim faith. He's not going to be that Mizore. Or someone will embrace, there is a Christian group, the Unitarians. He'll embrace the Unitarian thing. So he's not going to be that Mizore. He's not going to be that Mizore. But in the Chilik Labor, the Jew, who abandons the Jewish faith and embraces the Muslim faith, he's a Mishure. So he's in the Chilik Labor. And the basis of Mumal Hatre Kule. And then the Rambam says something else. Because, as a matter of fact, if somebody will embrace another faith, even if it's a faith that does not involve Israel, like the Muslim faith, but he's certainly a kafir. And the Rambam mentions among those who are in Chilik Labor, kafir b'tehilo. If somebody is minded in another emune, so he's a kafir b'tehilo. Shezis atemo we say to chlepes, will we say to hey tira acheres that, abere is bora. And if somebody accepts another faith, even if he says he's mining in every word of the Torah, that in itself makes him a kefir, I mean. So again the question arises, why does the Rambam have to mention that he's in Chilik Labor on the basis of Mul Hatel Kule, he's a mean, even if he doesn't involve his eye. The answer is, that's exactly the reason as to why the Rambam said, Mul Hatel Kule, gein achizme lidose yed vichobi, lidose yed vichobi, bishor she geitzme mzeo, vidopik mena, vyeima mabetza ale vidopik bin Yisrael, she yishveli bin odopi, teimi she dapit veim shor yitzhiru. Why does the Rambam have to say so much? And to add words, let him say, Mumul Hatele Kulo, Keneu, Keneu Hachitri Lidosi Agoim, without any Naviches. He says, Keneu Hachitri Lidosi Lichonim, Bisho Shekhitri Zero Vidobim. In other words, one who embraces a non-Jewish faith at a time when there are Zeres against the Jews, and he finds it very convenient to become a Jew. There was a certain Mishume in South Washington, who did many favors to the Jews in Russia. But he was a Mishumer. Nevertheless, his name was Chvolson. So he was once asked, why did you convert yourself? Why did you convert yourself? So he said that he converted himself out of conviction. So everybody thought that he was saying that he was convinced of the truth of the Christian faith. So he explained it, he says, I became convinced that it's much more comfortable to be a professor in the University of Moscow than to be a Muhammad in the little town in Russia. That was his conviction. In other words, this is what the Rambam said. The Rambam says, Mul Hatere Kume. He doesn't mean a Mishumer who converts himself out of conviction. Then he's a mean, he's a caveman. So he's in the Chilik Labor because he came on the table. If it's out of conviction. But not out of conviction, because he likes luxury and life of comfort and convenience and the career. So he's not a caveman. A caveman is only one who doesn't believe in the Torah or who believes in another faith. He's a caveman. But someone who believes in the Torah, but he's in Nefesh Veilo, and because of money, because of career, he is ready to embrace another faith. He's not a Jew. But still, in the Chilik Labor, on the basis of Mumal Hatereko. This is the Rambam. So the Rambam defines Mumal Hatereko as a Mishumet, what we call Mishumet. Now, as a matter of fact, here the Gemara has a discussion. As to whether the Mumal Hatereko has he been of Mul Hatere Kule or not. Then the Gemara is teaching from the price because of the same. But why couldn't the Gemara be patient from the Reishi itself? Mikem l'kulchem l'heitzes amumer. So there is such a umer who is Mul Hatere Kule. So, who is it? Umar Abel is over. If Mula Bizori is not a Mula Hatekule, so who is a Mula Hatekule? Obviously, there is a Mula Hatekule other than Michal Shabbat Faresi and Lili Abizore. Because Michal Shabbat Faresi and Lili Abizore has a din. You see, when the Rambam mentions that Mumrim in Chelvavo, two kinds of Mumrim in Chelvavo. One is a Mumrim of the Rav Tachis, and one is a Mumrim of Hatelko. Now, we say that Michal Shabbat Faresi is a Mumrim of Hatelko. So the Rambam should say, Michal Shabbat Faresi in Chelvavo. The Rambam doesn't mention Michal Shabbat Faresi among those in Chelvavo. So the implication is, I mean, there is no doubt that Michal Shabbat Faresi, the Rambam is saying, yes, Michal Shabbat Faresi, like short patient is for him. So he's eating with the Rishon, but here's the Chedavah. But, Michal Shabbat Faresi is a Mungo Chatel Kole, and the Rambam says, Shnayim in Mamundi, that in Chel Kabo, one is Mungo Dorach Bahachis, one is Mungo Chatel Kole. So then you should follow the Michal Shabbat Faresi in Chel Kabo. The answer is, Michal Shabbat Faresi has a din of Mungo, but he's not Mamish Mungo Chatel Kole. Who is Mamish Mungo Chatel Kole? Mishumet. And Mishumet, that's Mamish Mungo. That's the definition of a real Mungo Chatele Kole. A Mishumet, one who abandoned the Jewish faith. So then, he is a Mungo Chatele Kole. So suppose someone will abandon the Jewish faith, you'll accept the Muslim faith, and he will be Zoyal not to do any avails. Let's say the Rambam says, Bishop, you have Achizrim Dosi Agoyim, Bishor Shei Gizrim Zeres. And so he accepts the Muslim faith in order to have the life of convenience. So he makes a declaration before the Muslim minister called? What? I thought that's in Iran, but I mean in general. What? Mufti, let's say. Whatever, all right. So he makes a declaration before the Muslim minister that he's accepting the Muslim faith. And then he shows you in collateral. Some people put up times from Tumana. And that a few times a day. And he got kosher and everything. But he makes a declaration that he is abandoning the Jewish faith and he's accepting the Muslim faith. In order to be Mesa Chayim, in order to get a good job, in order to become a professor in the university, or to become a member of the Egyptian cabinet. So he makes such a declaration. He makes such a declaration that he's abandoning the Jewish faith and he's accepting the Muslim faith. But he follows up only so. That is 3 times a day, he locks the door, and he never eats anything that is also on his level of Chal Shabbos, he'll still have the being of Bimumul Chatel Kodins in Shulet. Bimumul Amiro. Even if he eats like Kosher. Without doing any Yisuri. And without being Vakil Mitzvah. That's the real Mumar. That's Mumul Chatel Kodins. And in respect to that Mumar, there was no discussion. Rabbanan never said that such a Mumar in Shulet can share the Shulet. That's Mumul Chatel Kodins. A Mumul Chatel Kole certainly has the Tzumim. Mumul Chatel Kole means a Mishumet, one who abandoned the Jewish faith. What's a Mishumet? A Mishumet means one who abandoned the Jewish faith. It's not necessary that he should dafke accept another faith. There was a certain Jewish philosopher, a former Yeshiva Bachar, who studied with Lobotka. He was considered as a great philosopher. Maurice Winfield Cohen, he was the head of the philosophy department in the 30s at City College with a big apicurist. And he, whenever he was asked what faith was wrong, his answer was no faith. So he was also Mishumet. Mishumet doesn't mean that day when you pour water over his head. And it doesn't mean that day that he makes a declaration that he is embracing in that day. If he makes a declaration that he has no faith, if somebody is just an apicurist, even if he's an atheist, but he doesn't say that he doesn't belong to any faith, then he's not a Mishumet, he's an apicurist, but not a Mishumet. But if somebody makes a declaration that he abandoned the Jewish faith, then he's a Mishumet. the real Muhammad. The real Muhammad. And he certainly has the psuk now. Michal Shabin Fahesi has the psuk, has the deen of the Muhammad. But he is not managed in Muhammad. That's why we got the Chilichon Mabo. So Michal Shabin Fahesi is not equated with the psuk. Only we got the psuk. In other words, there are certain things that the Nakum is possible. Let's say, the Yisrael can affect a heterogeneous wish. A Nakum cannot affect, cannot be matir, the Behibe Bakir. So it's a question of Tzu. So in other words, Shchitas Akum Asu. These are Bakhto, or because we call over Chalto Mizikrei. So the Lohi, it's a Mumul Chatei Kule, has all the Tzu of a Nakum. But the Gapi in Chilkum Abo, it's not a question of Tzu. And Mishum, and Mishum, and Mishum, and Mishum, and Mishum, and Mishum, is not Mishum, is not Mishum. So it's Yerish Lechem Lechem Lechem. So according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, the price is, we can't only cook him Leitzi Samum. Leitzi Samum. So what does it mean Leitzi Samum? Mumul Chatele Kole. What does it mean? Mumul Chatele Kole, the Reishe, has got to tell Mishum. Not that the Mishum who is mining in their money, or a Mishum who is Kaker B'Teiro, even if he is not Kaker B'Teiro, but he embraced another Amune because of convenience, in order to get a good job. So, he's in Mishum. That's the real Mubarak. Not the deep Mubarak, but Mamish Mubarak. This kind of Mubarak, we cannot accept the call from. Now, there is a loche that when there is a need that the Nakum is possible, and Nakum, let's say, cannot be mafia or the Bahire, so the Mume of the Chobat Erekure has the same psuma gila. It doesn't mean that the Mume of the Erekure is doing Yisroel of the Peshachot in Yisroel. Yisroel of the Peshachot in Yisroel. And I mean, Rabbisha Feinstein Paschum, that means there is no doubt that his wife didn't know that many upon him, Kanoi, who are massacred him. And there is, you'll find a few Achrei who say that you cannot be Mitzari in Chalshabu Faresi Kanoi. But when Misha finds the past, you can be Mitzari, there's no reason as to why in Chalshabu Faresi should not be Mitzari Kanoi. Should not be Mitzari Kanoi. There is one day in the Chacham Tzvi, he says, that the Chalshav Mefaresi cannot be Mitzal Tamiyan. So the Chacham Tzvi Shite is that any Abarye who is even Abeyres Mefaresi, whether it's Chel Shabes or Nevele Chazer, so cannot be Mitzal Tamiyan. But no one is Chelshish for that Chacham Tzvi, so why should they mention the Chacham Tzvi in connection with Chalshav Mefaresi? But what is the argument? The argument is that the Chalshav Mefaresi is Yadim Chobor. Doesn't mean Chazal Paresi like Kodobo, that Kodobo, that he becomes divested of Bishop Yisroel, Chas V'Shoel, Yisroel of Bishop Chodin Yisroel. So, but the Chazal Paresi is Gat Mechobo in regard to Psui. In regard to Psui. Like, let's say, Shchitose, Shchita Sakur is Asur. So Nakur is, as a Psu, he is incapable of affecting Heterachim et Vishri. To be matir, the behavior of Achilles in Shrike. So we say, in Mumer, someone who has a deen of Mumer Chatele Kule, like in Chashal Faresi, so he has the same psul as an Akum. But it doesn't mean that in Chashal Faresi is a goy, Yisroel of Abishon in Yisroel, it can be worse than an Akum. But he still has Dushes Yisroel. The Dushes Yisroel is not Poka. The Yisroel is not Poka. So, and so the melee regarding Chilkum Abo, so the Aloche of Chalshav Paresi has a deen of Imunu Chatrekule, has no application. But who is in Chilkum Abo? One who is a real Imunu Chatrekule. So this is the Pshat in the Paisi, according to Rambam. Mikenu Rikul Chamaitzi Samuna. What? Kamimimu Imunu Chatrekule in Mishume. Even if he's in Mishume because of convenience. And even if he embraced a faith that does not involve himself, and he doesn't believe in that faith that he embraces, he did it in order to avoid persecution. To avoid persecution. Of course, if he does it, if somebody schmats himself, in order to survive, there were some Jews during the Holocaust period, has shown that they don't, they are not Muslim, they are Yishnam Chalukmambo, because they are Muslim. True, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be Mitzvah, but if somebody is not Mitzvah, has shown he is not a Muslim. But if the Rambam says, Bishor Shigiz and Gzeres, he doesn't mean Gzeres like the Gzeres of people like Machshmei. He means Gzeres, economic discrimination, this, that. These kind of Gzeres. So, but if he doesn't, if he shmats himself, even though he's not allowed to open him, because there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but if he doesn't, he's not a Hoshe, and that means he's not a Mumet. But if somebody embraces another faith, in order to avoid economic discrimination and persecution and so on, not against the Poshes, so then he is a moral category, he is the real moral category, not the din. The Hashem of Paresia only has a din. So the ratio of the Paresia says, Mikemon Gochem, Leite Samumea, that means a moral category, and Mishumet. Then the Mitzvah deals with the moon of the Lecho, so he can be compromised. And then the Seife of the Price deals with Jews, Abayoni, who have a deal of Emunah. But not Mamash Mumay, who has a deal of Emunah, gets the moon of the Zohar and Chalchal Farese. And Rabbonon admitted at the very outset that the Mishumet Shchipi Yasor, the Mishumet Shchipi Yasor, but Rabbonon said, if somebody is living on the Zohar like Achor, Achor did not shmat himself, Achor did not abandon the Jewish faith, he was living on the Zohar, without abandoning the Jewish faith. So such a Jew who is not mamish in Mulchat Rekole, it's a question, does he have the psulim of the Mulchat Rekole? So Rabbonon said, he doesn't have the psulim, and you fit Rabbonon, he doesn't have the psulim. But the real Mumer, the Chazal Kolei is a Mishumi. So this is now in respect to Rabbi Yochanan. So what Rabbi Yochanan means, in other words, that when he says someone who is addicted to Chazal Kolei, Chutz Mishtayim Rei, so from the Rabbi even that is a big chiyuv. So he means, he doesn't mean manish, he has to be there, always over there. Practically, it's an impossibility. Theoretically, it's possible. Why could one behavior already so terrible? And this man is not left with us, so he could behave better than that by killing somebody else instead of himself. So in certain behavior, the self is here, so it's possible. I mean, theoretical level, it's possible. But it's not very likely that there should be such a Jew who is able only so terrible. But what Rabbi Yeruchan means is this: if a certain person, just as we have, if someone who abandons the Torah and who makes an open declaration that he abandons the Torah is not Jewish, he has no identification and affiliation with the Jewish faith, the Jewish people, to him Jews are just human beings. So there is also a Jew. So the shita of Rabbi Yeruchan is, if a certain Jew does not feel bound by a single mitzvah of the Torah, so you ask, that he does not feel bound by a single mitzvah of the Torah, how is it he doesn't, he's not married to a das, how is it he doesn't commit murder? So the answer is, he doesn't commit murder because it's unethical, it's immoral, but as far as the research of the Torah is concerned, this doesn't deter him from committing murder. In other words, that means he's addicted to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. In other words, if he doesn't feel bound by a single mitzvah of the Torah, now, he doesn't commit suicide, not because of the Pesach of Arasdokhan, he doesn't want to commit suicide, he doesn't commit murder. He doesn't want to commit murder because it's immoral. He realizes. But as far as the mitzvahs are Torah, there is not a single Israel in the Torah that deters him from it. He'll do everything. But certain things he'll not do because coincidentally, the they happen to be moral in these subjective concept. So then you also have to become a moral psycho. Because if a person does not feel even Jew is assimilated, but at the same time he comes to shul and kippah. Not that that I approve of someone going once a year to a temple. But even Jew, there are many assimilated Jews. So who only go once a year to reform them. But that means that they feel bound by certain mitzvahs approach. So then he's not in Mohammed. But if someone is a Dominus, he doesn't feel bound by anything. But certain things, he will not behave there for other reasons. He will not commit murder. He will not behave there on the Isaiah of Habo Arime, because of moral considerations. Graduation. But as far as the mitzvahs are Torah, so this Isaiah of Arias is no deterrent. He'll do kill because of moral concepts. He'll give you the mechaber of his father and his mother. But not because of Kamizu Vasamehav doesn't inspire him. There is not a single mitzvah in the Torah that inspires him to do something. There is not a certain mitzvah in the Torah that deters him from something. So he has a bit of a So he has the same thing, like someone who has never been Jewish. So what difference does it make? That's the reasoning of Rabbi Mohan. What difference does it make whether a person says, makes an open declaration, he abandons the Jewish faith, or he doesn't make any declaration, but he acts in such a way that we see that he doesn't feel bound by a single mitzvah of the Torah. He doesn't feel bound by a single mitzvah of the Torah. He just accidentally, coincidentally, he fulfills certain mitzvahs like in Dalei, but he gives logic because of moral considerations. So accidentally he's not in the certain Isuri. But not because the Resil Tzoch deters him, not because the Israel Ayes of Resino deters him. Other things, because of other considerations. So since as far as the Torah is concerned, he's not bound, he feels not bound by a single mitzvah, not bound by a single Israel, so he's considered like a human chorat rekule, who openly and explicitly said that he's abandoning the Jewish faith. That's the Shabbat. All right, we'll
December 24th.